O Lord, open thou my lips.
And my mouth shall support thy grace.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me, O Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Praise to you, O Christ. Alleluia. O all works of the Lord, bless the Lord. Praise him and magnify him forever. O angels of the Lord, bless the Lord.
O heavens, bless the Lord.
O waters above the skies, bless the Lord.
O powers of the Lord, bless the Lord.
O sun and moon, bless the Lord.
O stars of heaven, bless the Lord.
O all works of the Lord, bless the Lord. Praise him and magnify him forever. O showers and dew, bless the Lord.
O winds of God, bless the Lord.
O fire and heat, bless the Lord.
O winter and summer, bless the Lord.
O dews and frost, bless the Lord.
O frost and cold, bless the Lord.
O ice and snow, bless the Lord.
O nights and days, bless the Lord.
O light and darkness, bless the Lord.
O lightning and clouds, bless the Lord.
O let the earth bless the Lord.
O mountains and hills, bless the Lord.
O all works of the Lord, bless the Lord.
Praise him and magnify him forever.
O all green things on earth, bless the Lord.
O wells and springs, bless the Lord.
O seas and rivers, bless the Lord.
O whales and all that move in the seas, bless the Lord.
O all birds that fly in the air, bless the Lord.
O all wild animals in battle, bless the Lord.
O children of men, bless the Lord.
O Israel, bless the Lord.
O priests of the Lord, bless the Lord.
O servants of the Lord, bless the Lord.
O spirits and souls of the righteous, bless the Lord.
O holy and humble hearts, bless the Lord.
Let us bless the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Praise him and magnify him.
For the
from Deuteronomy chapter 8. The whole commandment that I command you today, you shall be careful to do, that you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land that the Lord swore to give to your fathers. And you shall remember the whole way that the Lord your God has led you these 40 years in the wilderness, that he might humble you, testing you to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. And he humbled you and let you hunger and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Your clothing did not wear out on you, and your foot did not swell these 40 years. Know then in your heart that as a man disciplines his son, the Lord your God disciplines you. So you shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God by walking in his ways and by fearing him. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and springs, flowing out in the valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley, of vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive trees and honey, a land in which you will eat bread without scarcity, in which you will lack nothing, a land whose stones are iron and out of whose hills you can dig copper. And you shall eat and be full, and you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land he has given you. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
God shall bless us. Let all the ends of the earth fear him. May God be gracious to us and bless us.
And make his face to shine upon us.
That your way may be known on earth.
Your saving power among all nations.
Let the peoples praise you, O God.
Let all the peoples praise you.
Let the nations be glad and sing for joy.
For you judge the peoples with equity and guide the nations upon earth.
Let the peoples praise you, O God.
Let all the peoples praise you.
The earth has yielded its increase.
God, our God, shall bless us.
Let all the ends of the earth fear him.
God shall bless us. To the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
God shall bless us. Let all the ends of the earth fear him. A reading from 1 Timothy chapter 2. First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all people, for kings and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. This is good, and it is pleasing in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from Luke chapter 17. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was passing along between Samaria and Galilee, and as he entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers, who stood at a distance and lifted up their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice, and he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Now he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus answered, "Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well."
O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God.
Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth.
Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
Unite my heart to fear your name, that I may walk in your truth.
Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Your word is a lamp.
Spirit.
Amen.
From our psalm today, Psalm 67, verse 7, God shall bless us. Let all the ends of the earth fear him. This is our text. Going back to that psalm that we spoke responsively between the first reading and the second reading, I'd like to ask, what does the psalmist say? What words of prayer, praise, and thanksgiving does the psalmist place into our mouths? What promise does he plant in our hearts? It's these strong words, these bold words of promise, the last verse from our psalm of thanksgiving. God shall bless us. These are the words he puts in our mouth. This is the promise he places in our heart. God shall bless us. God shall bless us. But what do we hear when we hear this? The first word that jumps out at me when I hear these words is the word bless. To me, the word bless sounds like a cornucopia filled with all sorts of good things. Or a bit like the land of sweets from the Nutcracker Ballet, with images of treats dancing through my head. Or like a Christmas tree loaded high underneath with piles and piles and piles of stuff I want. That's how I hear the word bless. Is that how you hear it too? As a blank check that you can fill out however you want? As a promise that good times are back again and here to stay? As an indicator of a bull market in which the Dow just keeps going up and up and up forever and ever? Amen. It's strange, isn't it, when we think of the word bless this way? We live in an age of abundance. Lifespans haven't been this long since Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And yet it seems like we always expect more. more blessings from God, more stuff, more health, more wealth, more, 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 more. That's what I do with the word bless. I turn it into more stuff for me. You know, ancient kings would have given an arm and a leg for things that you and I get in Walmart, or for the triple antibiotic you pick up at the pharmacy whenever you need it. But we hardly count these things as blessings. When I think of myself and the world in which we live, I'm reminded of the crowd that Jesus fed in the wilderness. They were so thankful for the bread that he'd given them that they wanted to make him their bread king. As if being a baker were the best thing Jesus could do for them. I'm also reminded of the people of his own hometown. They'd heard about the miracles he did in other places, and they were really put out that he wasn't doing more for them. As if opening a family medical practice in Nazareth were the best thing he could have done there. Sometimes we even treat this Jesus this way with respect to spiritual things. We may think of him merely as the guy who punches our ticket to heaven. Like the conductor on the train. We're glad for the punch, but we're headed to the place we want to go. But it's not like that. It's not like Jesus is simply the one who punches our ticket and then we're over and done with him. No, he is heaven itself. To be with Jesus is heaven. But you see, this is what our sinful humanity does with God. It turns God into the servant of our desires, our wants, and our dreams. God is made to serve our purposes, whether that's economic prosperity or free enterprise or social reform or democracy or happiness or security or peace of mind or you name it. You see, when we think of blessing this way, we change the Lord's Prayer into our prayer, and instead of saying, "Thy will be done," we say to God, "My will be done." And you know, it's so easy to fall into because this is the natural way that we fallen human beings approach things, and there are even certain strands and strains of Christianity that promote this. They say that God wants to bless, but by bless they mean health and wealth here and now. Name it and claim it. Just believe. What a bunch of hogwash. That's not what it means when it says God shall bless us. Now, of course, the psalmist certainly wants us to recognize and enjoy the blessings of God. He wants us to recognize and enjoy how God blesses us through the increase and the bounty and the fruits of the earth. So do praise God for the cornucopia of good things and for the sweets and the presents and all of that. And praise him, too, for the turkey and the stuffing and the pumpkin pie. We have many wonderful gifts from our God. Enjoy them. And he has fulfilled his promise in part by blessing the earth, by giving good weather and harvests of plenty, by providing parents and other authorities for the support of this life, and through his gifts of health and skills and work and family and possessions. But we're badly mistaken if we think that's all there is to God shall bless us. Why, that hardly even scratches the surface. No, bless means far more than baked goods and clean bills of health. Moses points to this and hints at it when he recounts the 40 years spent wandering in the wilderness. The Lord humbled you and let you hunger and fed you with manna, that he might make you know that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from his mouth. You see, what mattered in the wilderness was not that they had food or water. What mattered was that they had God. God was with them. He was there in the wilderness when they hungered and thirsted, and he was with them when they walked through the valley of the shadow of death. Even in trials, even in tribulations, even in times of pandemic and suffering, they could say, and we can say with them, God shall bless us. And we can say this because the emphasis is not on the word bless, but on the word God. What would happen if instead of focusing on the word bless and the pile of gifts, we focused on the word God and the giver of the gifts? God shall bless us. No matter what else he gives or fails to give, no matter whether your cornucopia is full this year or empty, he gives us himself. It's implied in the first commandment. As believers, we don't need to have any other gods because the true God has graciously become our God. You see, God himself, not just what he gives, not just what he does, not just the bread or the healing, but God himself is the blessing. And his name is the blessing. For by his name we call upon him. And his word is the blessing. For through his word we come to know him and all that he gives and promises to us. And we come to have him as our God. There's a question that I've seen connected to the first commandment that I've always found striking. Striking in an arresting sort of way. It goes like this. Have I clung to what God takes away, even though he gives me himself? I bet as you look back at this year, you can find a lot of things that God has taken away. Maybe as you look at tomorrow, you'll see things that God has taken away. Maybe Thanksgiving has been taken away from you. But there's one thing that hasn't been taken away, and it's your God. And he gives himself to you. You see, God shall bless us. He is our blessing and no other. And it is enough for us that we have him, even if we have nothing else. God shall bless us by being our God. And how do we know that he is our God? Because it would be easy when the cornucopia is empty or the pandemic is raging to wonder if we really do have a God at all. We know that we have him as our God through Jesus Christ, through what Jesus has done on the cross by dying for us and taking the sins of the world and becoming our Savior. You see, every blessing of God, from all of the blessings that we see laid before us here to the blessing of God himself, flows from the fact that Jesus came to be our Savior from sin. It flows from the cross. If we want to see that God is indeed our God, we need look no further than that. Through Jesus, because he has taken away the sin of the world, we are reconciled to God. So God does indeed wish to be our God, and he does indeed wish to serve us, but he wishes to serve us in keeping with his own will and not with ours. And this is why we pray, "Thy will be done." And what is the good and gracious will of God? He wants all people to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. He wants forgiveness of sins, life and salvation to flow from the cross of Christ out into the world. And in fact, our psalm says the same thing. God blesses us and gives himself to us that your name may be known on earth. Your saving power among all nations. Let the peoples, all the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you judge the peoples with equity and guide the nations upon earth. Let all the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. You see, the blessing that God gives is for the sake of the world coming to know him, not only as the giver of good gifts in this life, but as the giver of every good and perfect gift and of all that we need for the life of the world to come. So in whatever ways God blesses us, his people, the church, he does it so that all people might come to know him. The goal of his blessing, the purpose behind everything that he gives, is the salvation of the whole world. We believe in God's salvation through Christ, and we proclaim that salvation to the world so that God blesses them just as he blesses us. in Jesus Christ our Lord. May God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face to shine upon us. Or as we hear so often, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And you know those words give exactly what they say. They give his blessing because they give us him. God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit do bless us and shall bless us now and forever, and never more than when we are standing face to face in the presence of our God. In his name, amen.
Amen.
The peace that passes all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. What is the first article of the Apostles' Creed?
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth.
What does this mean?
I believe that God has made me and all creatures, that he has given me my body and soul, eyes, ears, all my members, my reason and all my senses, and still takes care of them. He also gives me clothing and shoes, food and drink, house and home, spouse and children, land and animals, and all I have. He richly and daily provides me with all that I need to support this body and life. He defends me against all dangers and guards and protects me from all evil. All this he does only out of fatherly, divine goodness and mercy, without any merit or worthiness to me. For all this, it is my duty to thank and praise, serve and obey him. This is most certainly true.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us pray. Almighty God, your mercies are new every morning, and you graciously provide for all our needs of body and soul. Grant us your Holy Spirit, that we may acknowledge your goodness, give thanks for your benefits, and serve you in willing obedience all our days, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
We pray to the Lord with thanksgiving for all his blessings and with trust in his mercy to hear and answer us. For the richness of his creation, and for his grace that sustains what he has made, for the natural resources that support our daily lives, and for the good fruit of the earth by which we and all creatures are fed and nourished, let us give thanks to the Lord. Thanks be to God. For the law that protects us from harm, shows us our sin, and guides us into all that is good and pleasing to the Lord. For the gospel that shows us our Savior, Jesus Christ, through whom we enjoy forgiveness and life, and for all who have taught us this word, prayed for us, supported us in the Christian faith, and encouraged us in the faithful reception of the Lord's Supper and godly living, let us give thanks to the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
For the freedoms we enjoy in our land, for those who hold high positions in our nation and communities, and for peaceful and quiet lives that enable us to live as God's people and to extend his kingdom to others, let us give thanks to the Lord. For the Holy Spirit and the gifts of Holy Scripture, Holy Baptism, Holy Absolution, and Holy Communion. For all pastors, missionaries, teachers, musicians, staff, and servants of the Church. For our life together in this congregation and for our unity in doctrine and practice, let us give thanks to the Lord. For those who care for the sick, the elderly, the unborn, and the needy, for medicine and the medical arts, for the healing, health and healing we receive here, and for the resurrection of the body and the greater healing still to come, let us give thanks to the Lord. For the fruits of the Spirit that God has already begun to work in us, and for the promise that he will bring these fruits to completion on the day of Jesus Christ, for even the smallest and weakest fruits of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control that have been shown to us and that grow in us, let us give thanks to the Lord. For our vocations and occupations, for the gift of labor and the privilege of enjoying the fruits of our labor, for neighbors and family members to love and serve and who love and serve us, for hands, hearts, and minds, for the creativity and making that spring from us, and for the privilege to bring our needs and the needs of others before the throne of grace, let us give thanks to the Lord. In remembrance of the saints who went before us, for grace to rejoice in the mercies the Lord showed to them in their lives, and for the promised day of reunion when the dead in Christ shall be raised, and we shall join them in everlasting light and life, let us give thanks to the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In all things, O Lord, grant to us grace not to think more highly of ourselves than we ought, but to honor you above all and to love our neighbors as ourselves. On our own, we have nothing that will endure, but you have granted to us all things in Christ and the life that does not end. Hear your people for the sake of Jesus Christ and in his name, with whom and in whom and through whom all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
O God, from whom come all holy desires, all good counsels, and all just works, give to us, your servants, that peace which the world cannot give, that our hearts may be set to obey your commandments, and also that we, being defended from the fear of our enemies, may live in peace and quietness through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Amen.